Hun, the phones are ringing. Would you get it for me, please? I'm trying to watch old Johnny. He just come on. What? Get it myself. Confound it, every time something like this comes up, it's always me, always me. I've got to be the one that answers the phone. Hello? Hello? Long distance? Yeah, this is me. Who's this? What? What do you mean, am I a Christian? I don't know. Who's a calling? Did you say heaven? Hello, Lord. Sir, I've been a Christian a long time. Yes, sir, I sure have. And after all, sir, you hadn't heard from me in quite a while, so you just thought you'd better go ahead and call, huh? Well, Lord, I tell you, it was just last night, this same time last night, I was planning on talking to you. Yeah, it sure was. I was laying there watching that there old television, old Johnny Carson, you know, he was on the TV. I said to my wife, I said, "Hon, you know, as soon as old Johnny gets off the television, we are to get on our knees and talk with the Lord." That's what we said. And I wish to goodness we'd have gone ahead and done it, but we didn't. But I tell you, Lord, what I'm going to do, I'm going to start doing better. I sure am. I'm going to say my prayers tonight, whether I need to or not. Yes, sir. Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I go to church. Yes, sir. Every Sunday. I'm a faithful church member. Yes, sir. Sir. Did I go last Sunday? Yes, sir. I went last Sunday. I sure did. I went for morning preaching. Wonderful service. Sir. What did the preacher preach on? You know how the preacher is, don't you? He preached on the platform. Sir? I understand. Yeah. He talks mostly about the Bible, you know. Sir? The subject. Lord, he referred to, and he took, he talked about Matthew. No, you know, no, I don't believe it was Matthew, Lord. I believe it was Mark. No, I don't. I think it was Jude. No, that was a couple of months ago. And let's see now. And I remember, sir, Sunday night. No, Lord, I didn't make it Sunday night, Lord. Sir. A bonanza. Yes, sir. Well, sir, you know, Lord, I would have gone. You know, I was planning on going. But I got to sitting around on Sunday afternoon thinking, you know. And I said to myself, I said, you know, the next day's Monday. And sir, yes, sir, it's been that way a long time, I reckon. But you know, I got to thinking I need my rest, you know. And it's a cotton picking hard anymore, Lord, to go to church on Sunday all day and Sunday night and then have to get up the next morning and hit the ball and stuff like that. And sir, Sunday before last. Well, Lord, you know, you just kind of picked on a couple of bad ones here, you know, and you're asking about the wrong ones. But, you know, I work so hard all the week, you know. And last Sunday before last was such a pretty day and all and everything, and I didn't go to church, Lord. No, I tell you, I went out and sir. Oh, you know where I went, huh? Yes, sir. I caught 2 bass and 4 prawns. Yes, sir. What time did I get home that night? From fishing, you mean? Well, Lord, it was about 10:30 that night. Sir? Yes, sir, it's probably a lot later than it been if I'd gone on to church, Lord, but you see, fishing's different. It ain't different. Well, I couldn't have gone to church no way. My wife was a homesick, and somebody would have had to stay with her, Lord. Sir, Lord, yes, sir, Lord, I'm so glad you asked that question. Yes, sir, Lord, I'm a good steward. Yes, sir, I sure am. You talk about stewards and all. You mean tithing and giving to the church and all? Yes, sir, I give to the church. I sure do. I give to the church every Sunday. Sir. Yes, sir, every Sunday that I go. Oh, yes, we're growing in the church. We're growing by leaps and bounds. I tell you, it's just growing like crazy. And well, you know what? I'm a-growing with them. I gave $58 to the church last year. I sure did, and after all, sir. Well, what do you mean you don't think I understand what stewardship means too good? Sir, 10% of everything that I own belongs to you. Well, yes, sir, Lord, I know about that, but I tell you, right now, you just kind of called it a bad time, you know. You just picked a bad time. We're in a recession down here, you know, and the thing's done turned into a depression for me, and I just can't give any more, Lord, than that right now. And sir, 10%. Well, I gave that money, you see, last year, and after all, that's a little over a dollar a week, you know. Sir, how much do I make? You're talking about money still? Well, it was a little over $10,000. That don't tally out too good, does it, Lord? Well, now, Lord, I know that, but you know, as I told you before, and as soon as I get my boat and motor paid for. Yeah, I just got the thing, you know, and do you know my wife? I thought you might. You know, Lord, she can just walk across the floor and fall on something, you know, and she did that the other day, broke her lower plate. Lord, there's things to fix on top of things around here, and we'll never see daylight again, but if I do, I'll start giving my tithe. I sure will. Sir, yes, sir, 10%. Yeah, Lord, but if I don't pay off this boat and this motor, you know, they'll come and get it, and then I won't have one. Sir, you think if I don't start paying my tithe, I ain't gonna need no boat and motor down there? Yes, sir, I clear enough, completely clear. It sure was, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I sure do. I'm so glad you asked that. I take an active part in everything. Everything that goes on in the church, Lord, I'm right in the middle. Well, you know what? Every time somebody comes by here telling me there's things going on in the church that shouldn't be, well, I'm the first one to jump all over our preacher. I tell him just exactly what I think. I sure do. I take an active part, Lord, in everything. Sir, That ain't the way you do it, huh? Well, no, I tell you, that's just the way most of them do it. Sir? Oh, this is a person-to-person call just to me, huh? Yes, sir, I'll do better. Lord, I tell you, Lord, I tell you how I feel about that. You know, I figure going to Sunday school is just for the kids. You know, I just don't see much of need for us grown folks going on to Sunday school. So I don't do that, Lord. I just love to stay home and watch the television ministers, you know. I just love that Kathleen Koonsman, you know, and Oral Rogers down at the college. And I mean, I'm simply crazy over Tex Humboldt down in Akron. He's just wonderful, you know. But I tell you, Lord, as soon as they're all off, I mosey on over to preaching. I sure do. I like to go to morning worship. I sure do. Sir, around my kids, influence, you mean? Well, yes, sir. I'm a good Christian in front. Lord, never do we do anything in this cheer house or say anything that'd be wrong in front of our children. No, sir, not a word. I don't believe in it. Sir, what'd I say when I got my thumb caught in the linen closet? you heard about that? Well, I was a-standing there, Lord, you know, and all of a sudden, this chair door come out from nowhere, and my thumb was in the way, and it hurt so bad, and it was awful, and I said, well, well, Lord, never mind what I said, but, sir, the praise. Yes, sir, I give the praise. Yes, sir, I sure do. I was a-reading the Bible the other day. I picked it up, and it said in Thessalonians, to give the Lord the praise. It sure did, and but I tell you, Lord, it was just a little hard to find a place to give the praise when I got my thumb caught in the door. Yes, sir. No, sir. No, sir. I don't believe in it. No, sir. We don't gossip at all. Not a word. I think it's awful. Lord, I tell you, the things we say about our neighbors is all true. Yes, sir, every word of it. That's right. That's right. And when we tell them, you know, now that's to go no farther. You know, we don't want them running around the neighborhood talking about our neighbors. Lord, even if they ain't no good. That's what we tell them. Just between us, you know, just to go no further. Don't tell nobody else. You already heard about that, too, huh? Sir? Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I sure do. I love that preacher. He's a wonderful man. That's the preachingest dude I've ever seen. I love him. I sure do, sir. If he's such a wonderful preacher, then why don't I start doing more of what he says? Well, Lord, I thought I did pretty much all he says already. Sir? If I'm doing all he says, he must not say a whole lot, huh? Well, Lord, maybe you should have called him instead of me. Oh, well, that was just a thought anyway, Lord. Sir? Yes, sir. Now, I know that, Lord. Now, I know that. You're right. You sure are. This is one of the very few countries that we've got, Lord, that we can worship you with without violating those man-made laws. Yes, sir. Sir? Yes, sir, I realize you must love us dearly and giving your son to die on the cross for us and all, and I do appreciate it. I sure do. This phone call's meant a lot to me, sir. Oh, you got to go now? Well, now, Lord, I tell you, I appreciate you calling, but and since you reminded me and all, I'm going to start doing better. I think I need to, sir. You think I need to, too, huh? Well, I am. I'm going to rededicate my life right now, Lord. I sure am. I'm going to quit talking about my old neighbors, Lord, even if they ain't no good. And I'm going to start tithing my tithes, my 10%, and paying my debts, Lord. And I, yes, sir, I'm going to go to church on Sunday morning, yeah, and morning worship preaching. Every time, Lord, they have church, Lord, I'm going to be there and take an active part. Yes, sir, the right kind. And I ain't taking nobody's word no more for what's going on in the church that shouldn't be. I'm going to be there, Lord, and find out what's going on for myself. Yes, sir. I sure, sir. Yes, sir. And pray for others just like they've been praying for me. Yes, sir, Lord. Now, Lord, you know how dependable that I am. Yes, sir. And you can depend on me for doing that. Oh, okay, Lord. And I thank you. I thank you so much for calling here. Goodbye now, sir. Goodness alive. I never. Hello. Hello. Who's this? Well, this is the operator. Hon, you're just who I wanted to talk to. You know, I just got this cheer telephone call on this line. I want you to check on your papers there, hon, and look for me for something. And I want you to see if this was a collect call. I'll hold up. Yes, yes, it's me. Well, I thank you so much for looking, and it wasn't. It wasn't. Okay. You have a good day, okay? Goodbye now. Whew. Boy, I've heard about the books before, but I sure didn't know he put all that stuff in it. And what's that, dear? Who was it on the telephone? Never mind. You wouldn't believe me if I told you who it was. Never mind. I'm not even sure you know the feller. But I tell you one thing. The next time the phone rings, you can answer it, for you needed that a whole lot worse than what I did. What? Was it the wrong number? No, it wasn't the wrong number. Believe me, the man had my number. In fact, I think he's probably got a lot of people's number.